Vault.
Ace, really, thanks for stopping by.
Our pleasure.
Billy Squire. Hello, Billy.
Hello there.
Opens now.
Welcome into Kilo's Vault podcast, another episode number 7 of the in-studio showcase, where we take acoustic performances that were recorded right here in the Kilo studio over the years. We've had a lot of bands roll through town. Normally, they come to the Kilo studio, lay down some acoustics, get some interviews out of them. Name here is Sid Black from the rock station, 94.3 Kilo, episode 7 of the in-studio showcase, the pride of Las Vegas, Nevada. Got the guys of Adelita's Way. This one, I have two recordings. I don't know if they're from the same visit because, man, Adelita's Way have been in and out of this building many times over. There was a good run there. I think it was between like 2010 and 2016, right? Where they were on the road constantly, pushing out records every couple years. And well, with every record, Rick DeJesus and the guys would swing by the Kilo studio. So we'll kick things off. It is coming off the 2011 record, Homeschool Valedictorian. It's the track Somebody Wishes They Were You. In studio showcase, episode number 7, as part of the Kilo Vault podcast, Adelita's Way. Adelita's Way off their 2011 record, Homeschool Valedictorian. That is Somebody Wishes They Were You. Recorded live here in the Kilo studio. It is episode number 7 of the in-studio showcase as part of Kilo's Vault podcast. Rick DeJesus, he just oozes front man. He's phenomenal at it. If you've ever seen Adelita's Way live, you're very much in the grasp of Rick DeJesus the whole show. He's a very captivating individual. Hell of a booming voice. He's been known to basically just put this band on his back and run with it. As Adelita's Way has a ton of records out there. A lot of material to get into if you're not familiar. A band that's been under the spotlight of a lot of different multimedia. TV, sports, WWE. Quite the career. A band that has never been shy to go out and earn it. Actually, I think that's all they have done in their run is basically just get out on the road and earn it. We've had Rick and the guys of Adelita's Way through the Kilo studio many times over. As I said, there was a good stretch there where they were releasing a record every 2 years. They were constantly on the road in support of these records, and with that would be a Colorado Springs visit. The next track I'm going to play, Bad Reputation, I remember for sure being in here. So that was around 2016's Getaway. And the thing with Rick is he's got this monster voice. I mean, he's a rather large man as is. I think the dude's like 9 feet tall. I know that's a little bit exaggerating. He sings like a man who is 9 feet tall is the best way to put it. He has such a strong voice. And I remember like kind of having to dial him down a little bit, which, you know, bands, especially frontmen, never want to hear that. Got to dial him down a little bit. No. They want to be turned up. They want to be as loud as possible, right? But for obviously the studio feel, the stripped down, acoustic, intimate feeling, you gotta turn him down a little bit. I do remember that from this performance of Bad Reputation. Check it out. Adelita's Way, in-studio showcase, episode number 7, part of Kilo's Vault podcast. It is Adelita's Way and Bad Reputation.
I like to live a little. I like to drink a little. I like to smoke a little. I like the rush a little, misunderstood a little. We're all the same a little. Some are just born to be bad. I got it bad, bad, bad. So tell me what I should do or say. Cause I'm gonna do it my own way. I really don't care what you think or what you say. I got a bad reputation. I got it bad, bad, bad. I got a bad reputation. I got it bad, bad, bad. I roll the dice a little. I let it ride a little. Out of my mind a little. I'm like a lion unchained. I like the finer things. Sipping on wine and sing. I was just born to be bad. I got it bad. What you think or what you say. I got a bad reputation. I got it bad, bad, bad. I got a bad reputation. I got it bad, bad, bad. 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 Don't tell me what I should do or say. Cause I'm gonna do it my own way. I really don't care what you think or what you say. I got a bad reputation. Tell me what I should do or say. Cause I'm gonna do it my own way. I really don't care what you think. What you say? I got a bad reputation. I got it bad, bad, bad. I got a bad reputation. I got it bad, bad, bad. I got a bad reputation. I got it bad, bad, bad. I got a bad reputation. I got it bad.
Adelita's Way, Bad Reputation, recorded here in the Kilo studio. In studio showcase, episode number 7, part of the Kilo Vault podcast. That taking us back to Adelita's Way, a 2016 effort, Getaway. I remember, too, at that time, it was kind of embarrassing. I don't know why I'd be embarrassed by something like this, but we were spinning Bad Reputation pretty good to the point where it was just constantly stuck into my head. So, I mean, I would be singing that song up and down the hallways here at the building, sometimes in the studio. Just, it was just one of those. It was just constantly stuck in my brain for a stretch of time, right? So we're in the Kilo studio. Sean did the interview that day, and I ran the board just kind of make sure everything was dialed in. And I remember Sean looking at Rick and going, yeah, Bad Reputation. Yeah, Sid dances and sings around to that song all the time. And like, he looked at me and I kind of like looked at him and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I it's almost like I got called out, like a guilty pleasure call out. He's very gracious about it. And it was a very awkward moment for me. So well done, one Sean Rock, not giving craps about anybody's comfort. This has been the in-studio showcase where we take acoustic sets recorded in the Kilo studio and we'll play them out for you. A little bit of backstory, like being called out in front of frontmen for dancing around and singing their songs. All part of the Kilo Vault podcast. Maybe you've seen Adelita's Way. Maybe you heard these acoustics live on the Kilo airwaves. Let us know what you think. If you like what we do, give us a rating, subscribe, tell your friends, drop us a line anytime via email as well. That is thevault@kilo943.com. For episode 7 of the In-Studio Showcase, name here is Sid Black on the Kilo Vault Podcast.